This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
Thrilled to introduce our second guest, Deborah Levitt from Bridge Road Consulting. And welcome to the show, Deborah.
Thank you very much, Mandy. I'm really thrilled to be back with you.
It's great to have you back. Really, really good. We love it when our guests come back. So, Deborah, could you tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and how you came to be in the technical and wordy world of podcasting?
Well, I came over from Canada far too long ago for me to want to mention. But from there, I started off, actually, I just kind of meandered over. I thought, oh, I'll come over, get to know my grandmother and see where life takes me. And through that, I went through actually doing secretarial temp work. I did some traveling. I worked in a bar. And then somewhere along the way, I started doing training, and that led me into project management. And project management is really where I landed and stayed for quite some time. But in the back of my head, I think I've always had this little yearning to do sort of voiceovers. And I actually went on a one-day course once, which was absolutely brilliant. But then when I looked at it, and I thought, okay, that's a super crowded market. And to try and, start up yourself, it was, maybe a bit complicated for me at that point in time. So I, went back to starting my own business, starting up, offering project management and planning to smaller businesses. And then just recently this year, I thought, well, actually, I could do a podcast because they're becoming very popular, very accessible.
They really are.
Yeah, and people are saying, very much that what people want now is to be able to listen. They want to consume it by listening rather than having to be looking at something or holding something to read. So I thought, well, why not? And I love speaking to people.
Yes.
So I just decided that I would start, and a business buddy of mine very kindly agreed that she would be my first guest. And she did some, testing with me to figure out how I could actually record it. And then I think I got a bit of a shock because I wrote to other people and said, would you consider being on this? And they said yes. And I was kind of like, oh, okay, so now what do I do? And I suddenly realized that I built this almost a beast, if you like, in terms of the overhead of trying to run it and everything, but still loving the fact of talking to people.
Yeah.
So from there, I've gone on to streamline a little.
See, I think it's a great idea because personally I do listen to podcasts a lot, and I'm very busy. Like our previous guest, Matt, just a busy person, so I like to listen on the go. And I think podcasts, we're all consuming information, as you said, but we want to know how other people are doing things, and we want to know how we can do it. And I think what you're doing is perfect. I mean, what sort of guests do you have on then? Is it a wide variety?
They're all business owners. So in terms of, I guess, a niche or the type of person, they're generally business owners. Or it might be somebody who wouldn't see themselves as an entrepreneur because they think that they just are, running a business. But in reality, somewhere in the back of their mind, they are. And the goal is to actually share their stories. So one, we talk about what they do and what they're doing now and, what they offer to, whether it's clients or if they're a shop or something. But then the other side of it is to talk about their transition. So how did they actually get to where they are? Because there's so many people these days, men and women, who are starting their own businesses, and it's really easy to feel very lonely and isolated and to think that you're the only person who's having these problems. So to hear somebody who is, some people are relatively, well, are very well established that have been on, and to hear them talking about the same problems or that they're still encountering them or that they encountered them is really interesting. And people are then like, oh, that really resonates with me, and they can see that what they're going through is natural. So it's basically anybody. I'm trying to get a mix of different businesses and different types. So I'm really excited for next season. I've got a handbag designer. I've got...
Oh, really?
So she's just won an award in New York, which is brilliant. I've got the owner of Two Ducks, Claire Lee, is coming on as well.
Yes, I think she's been on Brooklyn's, or she should be anyway.
She should be. So, but really just a whole mix.
So in a way, it is like a radio interview, isn't it? A podcast is like a radio interview, but obviously you, like we do, we can, pick and choose our guests, which is fantastic. I think it's hugely popular I don't know how you stop picking people, because from my point of view, there's so many people that I want to talk to. Yeah, so how do you find them? And also, how long do your podcasts last for?
It's interesting, because the person who I knew best, who was the first person I interviewed, only lasted 25 minutes. But I think that was because I didn't really know where it was going. I'd also done a bit of research, and most people had come back to me and said they preferred a podcast that was 15 to 20 minutes. So, of course, all of mine are now 40 minutes to an hour. Because that's how long a conversation takes. You know, you can't...
Yeah, you can overdo it sometimes. People need little short bites, don't they?
Yeah, so they could listen in segments, but having that hour, that's where the conversation gets through the different parts. And choosing people, it's a mixture of people that I know. Other people recommend people to me as well. Yeah. And I also randomly, I saw somebody on Sunday brunch the other day who I thought, oh, that would be really interesting. So I wrote to her agent and said, oh, she'd like to come on my podcast. She works with Bear Grylls.
Oh, fantastic.
So her agent has come back to me and said she thinks that this author, well, this woman would be interested, but she's away. So I should find out at the beginning of next week whether she's interested or not.
So how will you interview your guests? Do you do some of it online or face-to-face, or how does it work?
Yes.
For our listeners out there who don't even know what a podcast is.
Yes. No, no, it's interesting. I spoke to somebody the other day who was saying that, what is a podcast, Deborah? So I do it either remotely, so online. I use a webinar tool because I like to see them, and it's much easier to at least feel like you're reacting to what they say. So I get the video recording and the audio recording. I do some face-to-face depending on the person and if we can find a place that's quiet enough, because what I've realized is that with the technology that I have, you know, I can't block out background noises and things like that. So if somebody's clinking in the background, you know, it's going to be an irritant. So it's one of those two for me, depending on the
person. So it's very flexible.
Very.
So who, and isn't there another side to your business that you're offering to teach people how to create a podcast? So if there are people out there who have a business that they want to talk about their business via a podcast, you can help them with that.
Yes, I've just started with that now. The first course is going live on the 2nd of July. And basically what I realized, again, through doing this myself and also through talking to other people, is everybody says initially, oh, doing a podcast is really easy. And they're right. To record the podcast itself is really easy. But everything around it, to actually get the control and to get, so as I said about me needing to streamline, getting it so that, one, I contacted a guest, two, I got some information from them, I let them know where we were meeting, I reminded them about it, you know, all of those things.
But it's setting up and connecting everything,
exactly.
I guess, that's because I'm not hugely technical, that's why lovely Dave is here, who is
controlling
more technical.
Exactly. It's taking all of the different tools that do that to make it streamlined. So the course is about helping people to come up with a concept, helping them to understand what they might want to do, why they're doing it, and then also taking them through what is your time commitment, what is the effort that you're going to need to put into this, so that in the first instance they can decide what to do.
Which is really... And so who would you suggest should do a podcast? What sort of, if we're speaking strictly business, who would you suggest should do a podcast?
I think anybody who's got something to say. So if you think that either you want to talk to people, you know, so you want to have guests on, you want to interview them and learn about them and share something that you believe will be of interest to other people, then a podcast is a brilliant way to do that. Or alternatively, so for like Maz, she could have a show where she wasn't necessarily interviewing people, but was actually, you know, talking about the food, talking about some of the inspiration behind what she'd done, and giving ideas to people.
I can imagine that with kitchen noises in the background, how... That work, because the voice itself is so amazing, and I think when you listen to just the voice, which is why I love radio, you're just concentrating on that voice. You're not being distracted by anything else. Your imagination is going. So I love the fact that podcasts and radio, it's everywhere. It's a great medium.
It is.
So if anybody is out there, then definitely they can come to you if they need help.
Yes, absolutely.
Just talking about your company, Bridge Road Consultants, I have to say I love your logo.
Thank you very much.
I love your logo.
So a beautiful bridge.
Yes. How did that, did someone create that for you? Or?
It's actually a photo that I took on a trip to Paris. So it's of one of the little bridges going over the, I think it's the Canal Saint-Martin. Yeah. And it just, it came out that it's got the, because of the lighting, that it's got the shapes of the people.
Gosh, so you'd think that would have been designed. It's absolutely perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, and I have to say, I'm rather, somebody was going to give me feedback on something a few months ago, and I said, is it about my bridge people? Because if it is, I might cry. She's like, no, it's okay.
But I love it that you're bridging the gap, you're bridging that communication gap between people. This podcast, which is obviously your new venture, I think it should be hugely successful. I think people have got to embrace it and get their heads around it if they've never thought of it. But I think it's a great idea. Yes,
thank you
really
very
good.
Much.
Have you enjoyed all your interviews so
I
far?
Have. They're such different people. You know, I've interviewed somebody who, he was Swedish. He started off in ballet school at 8, knowing that that's where his career was going to go, into ballet. He was the artistic director of the English National Ballet. I think he was also the artistic director of the New Zealand Ballet. And now has gone into coaching. So just, you know, his experience in itself is so different to anything else, and everybody's got that different background. Holly, who came out of university not knowing what she wanted to do, got a loan from Prince's Trust and is now doing really fantastically as if I can't say it, a videographer.
Yes, that is quite a hard word, isn't it? Depending on how many glasses of wine you've had. I haven't had any, I could say it. That's so lovely. So would you be revisiting them perhaps and interviewing them again further down the line, do you think?
That's what I'm hoping. So because this is just my, I one of the things that I had read about was to do your podcast in seasons or series so that you could actually have a break.
Yeah.
So my first season will end at the end of July. And what I'm now thinking about is the second one and wondering, do I do a little segment maybe at the end, which is, you know, somebody coming back if they had something that was, you know, they were talking about that they, you know, maybe want to give an update on, or we just want to update people on what they did.
I think that's a good idea. A little bit of extra info that, follow-ups I think are really good.
Well, that's what I thought would give the connection to flow through, wouldn't it?
So, excellent. Well, we are actually coming. We're running out of time now. I can't believe it's gone so quick. Thank you so much, Deborah.
You're very welcome.
As we are running out of time, we really need to ask you if you've got any particular advice that you might like to share with our listeners and how they might get into podcasting themselves or via you, of course.
I think that if you want to get into podcasting, the first thing to think about is, what do you want to get out of it? Because I think with all things business, well, actually, and personal in a lot of ways, knowing why you're doing it and what you're expecting to achieve then drives how much energy you want to put into it, what you're going to talk about, and, you know, are you expecting, you know, loads of business to come in? So I think really understanding that in the first instance.
Well, I think that's really great. And actually, Maz said earlier, just get out and do it. And we also need your website. How would people get in touch with you?
So if they're specifically interested in starting their own podcast, they can go to startyourownpodcast.bridginggaps.uk. And if they just want to get in touch with me, they can go to bridginggaps.uk.
Okay, well, we'll have all of this information on Facebook, our Facebook pages, etc. But thank you very much, Deborah, for coming onto the show. And of course, we'd love to have you back again in the future.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.